This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your Good Neighbor Station, News Radio, WGNS.
And that's a little rock and roll to kick you off. This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer. And Connor's new here, and we're going to break him in slowly and gently. And we're glad to have him with us. And Victoria Broderick's my guest. How are you, babe?
I am so good. How are you, Ed?
You seem to be bright and shining and really enjoying this. And
I'm loving it. It's so much fun.
Now, how long have you had this animosity toward your husband? I mean, that you would run for an office like this?
Say since the day we met.
Okay.
Sorry, honey.
I'm just kidding you. My name is Ed Raymer, and this show is produced at the studios of WGNS, AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM right here in the heart of the great Volunteer State, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And you can reach us tonight, and you can reach Victoria with your questions and your comments at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. And you can text me a message if you don't want to go on the air live at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. And yes, I still am a private investigator, okay? Now, you also, you can catch us at WGNSradio.com. That's the station's website. At WGNSradio.com, scroll over, and all of my shows since the beginning for over 11 years now are on podcasts. Hard to believe we're in our 12th year here. And you can catch us also on Facebook Live. Catch us at WGNS at News Radio WGNS. We're on the air now live on YouTube. YouTube Live, okay? And all you got to do to catch my former shows is Ed Raymer Show, or Edwin Lee Raymer Show. And it'll pull it up on YouTube, okay? And many other ways. My wife listens occasionally on Alexa. Occasionally she'll watch YouTube. You can catch us on Stitcher. All the others. There's ways you can find us, and a lot of you know more about that than I do. You can also download the WGNS app. Take WGNS with you wherever you go. Listen whenever you wish. Look up Angela Bingham. She's here at 6 o'clock. Victoria met her down in the parking lot, got detained because Angela was praying for her. And she always prays for my guest. She's something else, isn't she? She always prays for my guest. I don't know that she's ever prayed for me, but that's okay. I think she has, probably. She just wouldn't tell me. And but she's on with Simplicity at 6 o'clock on Sundays and has always done just a great job. Jason Qualls with Financial Coaching Radio has great guests, good advice, not just a bunch of mumbo-jumbo. These people know what they're talking about. And then we're here. Now, I want to clear up, Victoria, allow me to do this just 1 minute. David Syracusa called in. He's headed for Texas right now. And he has he was here a couple of weeks ago with a film that he had produced, and they're going to show it again. It's called The Uncivil War - America Divided, and they're going to be showing this. This is from David Syracusa. He's the executive producer of this thing, and they're bringing it back to Murfreesboro to the Premier 6 on Thursday, September 5th at 6:30 p.m., okay? And I told him I'd give him that. He was on the car. He's headed to I think Beaumont, Texas right now, and he will be back in town for that, I believe, he's headed for Beaumont, Texas, and I told him I'd make an announcement of that on his behalf, and go take a look at this. It's about two people that were on opposite sides of the aisle, and it's a film for our time, you know, about they can't get along and all that. One's on the right, one's on the left. You know the story. You know, the crazy uncle sits watches too much Fox News. Now, well, it's a fact. I mean,
he slid it in there.
He's still doing it. Okay, whatever. All right, now let's get to our business at hand. Victoria, what is going on? As we've been talking for the last 15, 20 minutes, folks, you're in the final turn now in October. You will head down that home stretch.
Yes, I will.
Would you do it again?
Yes, I will.
Yeah, you will do it again.
I will. Yeah.
How you feel?
I feel really good.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. Like, So a little bit about me. I'm Victoria Broderick, and I'm running for Congress in Tennessee's District 4. I wasn't originally going to run for office. This wasn't the plan, you know?
Right.
This was where, you know, it was a interesting moment in my life where I was told back in February of this year that we were going to basically have no choice on the ballot, that no one was going to run against Scott Desjardins.
Desjardins would be on the ticket himself, and you said no way.
I said over my dead body.
Right.
And here we are. After a weekend, I picked everything up and got my petition signed, and now I'm running a congressional campaign. I knew in the beginning that it was going to be a tough race. It's a hard district to win. He's a 14-year
uphill
incumbent.
Uphill battle.
But with, you know, Kamala at the top of the ticket now and Tim Walz, like, we're going to do it. This is the year, guys. And I'll tell everyone, I'm like, just take three people to vote. Take three people to vote.
Yeah,
that's all they have to
two.
Do.
Take two or three. I mean, whatever you can do.
Yeah.
Take them out there. And at this county here, now I don't know about the other counties, but I know our county here is wonderful the mm-hmm. way Alan Farley has us up to vote. If you can't vote here, there's no excuse for no one not voting. But Brian Barrett and I sit there on election night and we look and the returns are 10%, 11%. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It is utterly ridiculous. We're going to have to get that turnout up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that will
now,
make the difference.
You're doing some work. You've been on the air with Michael Cohen.
Yes, I have.
Trump's former fixer. Tell me about that.
Trump's former fixer. So it's just kind of luck of the draw. He was on a TikTok live. For those of you who don't know, I started a TikTok page 2 years ago. That's when I really started the move into the realm of politics other than just voting and following elections closely. So I started a TikTok, and on Friday I got the opportunity to go up on Michael Cohen's live. He was hosting one. I said, I'm in the comments, and I said multiple times, and he brought me right up and said, do your pitch. So I did my pitch. After that, he was like, we have to vote every single Republican out of office. Every single one. It has to be a down
ballot. This is Trump's former fixer.
It
is. We've seen him all over the news. We know who he is.
And, you know, for about a couple minutes, I watched the live being like, is this real life? Is he just, you know, playing around? And then I realized it was the real deal.
No, there's people that mean it.
Yeah, I thanked him afterwards. I sent him a message being like, hey, I really appreciate you doing this with me.
Sure.
I appreciate you giving me that platform. And he messaged me back. He said, please come up and I will bring you up on every single live if you let me know you're in the comments. And I did. And I went up last night. I ended up staying up way later than I planned because I ended up seeing he was on live. And I was like, okay, let me clean up a little bit because I was going to just go to bed. I was just going to call it a Saturday night. And went right up on the live and got to do my pitch again and got to talk a little bit more to him and the other panelists he had up. It was fantastic. It was a very interesting experience, and it's helped me grow on TikTok.
He has not held back, not a bit, and went to prison for his mm-hmm. his statements and for his beliefs
mm-hmm.
that Trump is bad news.
Yeah, I mean, you know. And he talks about it. He goes into detail. It really does not hold back at all. Like, if you want... It would probably make you feel a little bit better if you wanted to hear everything he had to say, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Because it's just, it's nice.
Sure.
Kind of everything we already know about Trump as a human being, as a former president, all those things. And here's this dude who's known him for years.
Right. Well, we certainly have seen his side of this over the last 10 years,
mm-hmm.
The Trump side. But there's a new sheriff in town,
mm-hmm.
and her name is Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, she gonna do it.
And this is what I call trickle-down politics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is truly trickle-down politics because the energy right now
is unreal.
Unbelievable. You can feel it.
You can feel I can feel the change now walking into rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, prior, everyone was really supportive of Biden, but there wasn't that energy. And I appreciated him so
Everybody much. Loves Joe Biden.
Everybody loves Joe Biden. He's a great man. He did a
He's had every honor bestowed on him that mm-hmm. any man could have.
He's and he did his country.
Medal of Honor. Yeah.
He did his country a huge, huge service and stepped aside so that we could have Kamala Harris. And now when I go into rooms, and it doesn't matter how many people are in the room, they're fired up. I get messages all the time. They're inspired. They want to get involved. How do they get involved? Which I do a lot of education about how to help people, since a lot of people don't know, or this is the most I've ever seen people involved in politics other than 2020.
Well, and it's even helping us here. Yeah, Barack mm-hmm. Obama is going to be a hard ticket to beat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Him or back in my day, Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton was hard, you know. Bill was hard to beat, I got to tell you. He was tough. But But it really is refreshing every once in a while. But going back to this 8 or 10 year deal, but like I said, the new sheriff's in town.
Mm-hmm.
And she is not having any of it. I love the way she answered Dana Bash's question on CNN, you know, the accusations and all that. She said, more of the same old song and dance.
Mm-hmm.
Next question.
Yeah.
She is not going to get drug into that. She's not going to get drug into the pit.
Yeah.
She's not going to do it.
I mean, I do this every day, too. One of the things we do on TikTok is we go up and we debunk people on TikTok. We invite them up or, we match energy. We make sure that we get a chit-chat with you and, have that conversation. And, you know, it's been interesting because they'll do the talking points. And then next thing we know, we're like, okay, you're good. Let's get past this point. We're not going to go down a rabbit hole.
You're not going to do anything by dancing on another person's grave.
Mm-hmm. And we just break it down point by point and practice all the talking points and, you know, every day.
I think Connor's learning while he's on the job here. We have a caller?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to get the number.
You're trying to get okay. Mm-hmm. Take your time. Take your time. It's live radio. Things happen.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe what's happened in a dozen years since I've been here.
Mm-hmm. We're having fun today.
But, whenever you're ready, just let me know. Take your time. Caller, please hang on. Connor's kind of new to this show, and I certainly don't put any pressure on anyone. Are you ready?
I'm hanging on.
Oh, okay. We've got her right there. Caller, go ahead. You are on the air.
Hey. Well, hey, Ed. How are you? This is Rayanne.
Well, hello. How are you, Rayanne?
I'm doing great, and I'm
Have you studied your social studies class? I've got a book I'm sending you, okay?
I have been concerned about some of these issues you bring up, and I'm trying to be very objective, and I'm trying to get some answers from, I would say, your side of the aisle, but let's just face it, we're all in this mess together. Nothing's going to divide that.
To some degree, yes, on everything, Rayanne.
We're all going to suffer together. So
now, let me preface this, Rayanne. Let me say that, folks, I know this lady personally. We are, we're acquaintances. I'm not going to say friends, okay? Because I don't want to hook you like that, Rayanne, all right?
Yeah, really. I mean, that's thanks for giving me a pass.
Did you have a question, or you just want to make a comment?
Nice.
Go ahead.
You've got
please.
A great radio voice and all that, but we'll just
thank you.
Professional.
Okay,
but anyway,
all right.
Yeah, I'm listening to you guys talking about all that excitement in the air, and I just want to know what you're all so excited about, because I don't see that much to be excited about. I watched part of it, the DNC, and I was a little bit discouraged about the all the mudslinging, and I didn't hear policy. And then I'm a Republican, and I think Donald Trump, I don't really look at his character as much as I look at the things that he actually did, and that's what I don't hear from the other side. I hear a lot of
giving billionaires a tax break?
Well, I'm talking about, I guess, the things that I understand the best, and that is when he allowed the veterans to go to any hospital that they needed to go to get help, and prior to that, they had to wait and wait and wait, and I saw a lot of my veteran friends get to go to the hospital and get treatment. And you know, I know everybody's upset about Arlington. I don't know exactly what happened there. I don't think it's anything really drastic, because to me, I look at what the man actually did to help these people. And he did something to help these people. That's why I don't understand where all the hate is coming from, and not talking about actual policy, but personality. This is way too big of a decision about our country and our future than to be talking.
Well, I could not agree. I could not agree more. And that's Rayanne and I've been communicating on Facebook back and forth. And I am not a Trump person. I never have been, and never will be. I mean, I'll take it back. In the 80s, yeah, there was a time when I thought, you know, well, he might make a good leader. I don't know, you know, but a man to go into the highest, most powerful job in the world with no political experience, Folks, you've got to have contact.
If he had no experience and the things that he did, not the things that he did outside of his political job, but the fact that we didn't have any wars going on.
That's not true.
There was a war. Yeah, there was a war going on, but we were babysitting that war. We were going over there to keep them from fighting.
So, can I stop you for a second? Because I know that these are all, I think though these are all things that you've been told to say, and like that's something that gets.
Nobody tells me.
These are talking points I hear every single day, and I want to ask you honestly, what do you feel about when Trump, what Trump said about soldiers being suckers and losers?
Okay, now. That doesn't matter to me because.
But why not?
What matters to me.
You said you want. You say you care about veterans.
Is that he kept a lot of people from being killed in that 4 years he was in office?
That's not true.
That's what. Oh yes, it is.
He had people die under his watch, and then because of some of the things he put in power, I have conversations with veterans every day about this.
Okay, honey, how many people died under his watch, and how many people have died under the present situation with Biden in there? How many people have died in comparison? And that's all I'm interested in, numbers. I'm not interested in personality stuff. I want to.
But why aren't you interested in personality stuff? Don't you want someone who can bring respect back to the White House and isn't calling our veterans suckers and losers?
Well, like I said.
And his his people have corroborated those stories. I don't know about you, but character matters. It should matter.
You know what's really sad?
It should matter.
You'll take something like that, but when I mentioned the fact that he opened it up so that...
He lost over 700,000 people due to the pandemic because of his mishandling.
Oh,
so, like, you're talking
about
rates and whatnot.
More. I get it. Well
it matters. I don't want to see anyone die. Yeah. Let me be very clear there.
Yeah.
But I think that you're talking about, you know, you watched a little bit of the DNC. You've gone over a couple of points that you would like answers to, but I'm hung up on the character part, because to me character matters. I was raised that what you say and what you do and how you carry yourself every single day and how you talk about other people matters.
So
and he calls people suckers and losers.
Okay,
he calls and he says other horrendous thing about women, and that's just a hard thing to do. I mean, if you feel like that's okay, that you want to vote for him, that you can say those things don't matter, that's okay. It's okay when we talk about policy, he doesn't care about veterans. When we talk about policy, he doesn't care about women. When we talk about policy, he doesn't care about our people.
Okay.
My grandchildren. I'm concerned about my grandchildren.
I am too.
I'm very concerned about the gender issue.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Yeah, no, I agree. And I agree there.
All these kids that are getting operated on and castrated.
That's not true. I'm gonna stop you because those things are not true and you're spreading misinformation.
Oh, tell me why it's not true.
It's not true because no child is getting gender affirming care under the age of 18 years old without parental consent. Do you believe? Do you?
That's not true.
Do you
call Vanderbilt? Okay,
Vanderbilt.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to call
you, please,
Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And I want you to understand what's really going on, because you don't have a clue. They're doing this to kids in California and all over the United States. And if your parents don't agree with it, they take the child out of the home.
No, they don't.
Oh, yes, they do,
they don't.
Honey. Yes, they do.
I promise
you
that they don't.
You're not informed. You're too much caught up with character because you don't have any facts. And you're not interested in them.
I am interested in facts. What facts am I not interested in?
Right now, you're proving you're not interested in facts.
What facts would you like?
I would like to know.
Let's do it point by point.
Where you got your information about the 18-year-olds, because you know it's not true. Now, Tennessee is true.
There's medical doctors. There's a podcast. Hold on. Let me pull up the podcast real quick. I'll tell you. And they can give you all the facts for that one. Give me just a moment. I'm going to pull it up for you. so that I can tell you exactly where I got my information from.
And Rayanne, I was not familiar with the veterans now being allowed, or under Trump, being allowed to go to any hospital.
It's very true. You look it up, because that's okay. True. And you know how big that is, Ed? That he, everywhere in the United States.
I would
States,
think it would be very important, because we're very fortunate here. We have a nice VA hospital here right in the middle of Murfreesboro,
but you know
not
what?
Every
they
city does.
Trouble. They were having trouble with their administrative abilities to service those people. And so
that's
they
true.
Had waiting lines, and people couldn't get in. And then Trump said, okay, we're opening up all the hospitals. A veteran can walk into any hospital he wants right now and get what he needs or she needs.
Well, it looks like that should have been that. I would agree that should have been that way.
He cares about veterans. Yeah. He cares about veterans. He backs it up with action. Now, I don't care what the guy said or what kind of political profile, because he did something that saved a lot of veterans' lives, and it showed. It showed that he cares. It showed, and it was significant.
But he called them suckers and losers.
You didn't even know it.
He called them suckers and losers.
No, I didn't. I must admit, no, I did not. I'll tell you that. No, I'll give it to you.
You need people like me to tell you that. You need people like me to tell you. And I'll listen to you if you give me facts.
Okay, well, I will share this podcast. I'm going to share this podcast with Ed. It is specifically about trans kids' health care, and it talks about it in detail from doctors.
Listen, I'm a doctor myself.
Okay.
I'm a doctor myself, and I have studied this, and I know that what you're telling me is not the truth. I know they've had.
Well, where's your source? I need your source.
My source is I watch a lot of YouTube videos on children that it's happened to them, that they were castrated at 12, 13. They went on blockers, and it messed them up, and they had no idea that they couldn't reverse it. There's a girl that has gone all over this.
Okay,
country.
Well, I definitely need a source, because the sources that you're citing are not sources.
Look,
YouTube is not a source.
I mean, yeah, I'm on YouTube, for God's sake. I mean,
yeah, YouTube's not a source. I need a medical journal from a doctor.
Get on YouTube and look up.
Yeah, YouTube's not a source.
Look up Chaz Jennings, and then look up detransitioners.
Do you know that the average detransition is only 1%? And the average transition is at 27 years old. Did you know that?
No, it's not true.
It's 27
it's
years old,
true.
Yes.
You know, I said
it is. That is
haven't.
Directly a direct,
well,
direct quote
no,
from the podcast.
No,
I can cite the sources for it.
Name me a detransitioner that has been speaking in the country about the disappointment that they had from doing that. Do you know any?
I don't know any because I have a lot of trans friends.
Then you haven't been watching. Because and I wish I could think of this woman's name, but she's a young girl from California, and she.
There is a young girl from. There's a young woman that is out there speaking about that is giving trans misinformation as a trans woman.
Do you know who Chloe is?
I believe I know who you're talking about, but I would have to again double check.
About her. Then see, the thing is, double check it. You don't even know she's one of the main children that went through these transitions with puberty blockers and a mastectomy at 15 years old. And then a week later, she goes to a health class and they're talking about nursing their babies and how important that is. She called the doctor. She says, I don't want this. Well, honey, it's too late. You said you didn't want kids and you said you didn't want. And so what it did to her body was it destroyed.
Right.
Yeah, but her parents would have had to sign off on that. So I believe in parental rights and that.
Yeah, because you know what? The parents were told, and this is what the parents were told, that if you don't let your child go through this, she's going to commit suicide. And I know that sounds stupid, but that's what they tell them. They pressure them. And you know why they pressure them? Because they want them to get into a medical situation that they'll never come out of. They'll be cash cows and they'll be infertile, and they don't tell these kids that no, this is not reversible.
Okay, Rayanne, thank you very much. Now we've got to go to a break. I do appreciate your call. I appreciate your point of view. I truly do. I really do. And I appreciate the information you've shared with us. I really do. And ladies, if y'all ever meet each other, I'll let you buy each other a cup of coffee. How's that?
You know, that would be great. I would like to sit down with you. I really, really would.
Yeah.
I don't think she will, though.
But no, I'll sit down with you. I mean, I'm
would love to.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not afraid to have conversations with people from the other side.
Okay.
I would
okay.
love to talk to you because I don't want to have any kind of personal animosity. This is a this
no,
is
because I know.
Me.
Now let me say, and Ray and I know
because
you.
I
you don't
feel
have
that way. You know
no,
me.
You, I know you. You're not. No. You're not a. You're not one of these. You know, take no prisoners person. You're not like that. That's not your personality at all, Rayanne. We've got to go to a break. Thank you. I do appreciate you. Thank you very much. And I really appreciate you calling in. I really do. Okay?
Thank you, Rayanne. I hope you have a lovely night.
Thank you, dear. Thank you both. All
okay.
right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Thank you, Rayanne. Appreciate the call. Appreciate you, Victoria, very much. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to our first series of breaks. And this is Ed Raymer. Victoria Broderick is here with us and in studio. As you've just heard, and we've had a caller, we welcome more. If you want to call in and get Victoria's views on things, please do so. And I do appreciate that call. I really do. I appreciate people calling in and expressing their views. I have no problem with that. That's what I opened myself up for a dozen years ago. You want to go ahead, Connor, take us through that, please. And this is the Ed Raymer Show. We'll be back with you right after these good.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. Want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, we do it all. Low maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now, you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. Want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, we do it all. Low maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now, you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Ready? All right, and we are back. Okay, and we're ready for another caller. If you want to call in and take on your congressional candidate here to Scott Desjardins. I mean, she talked more in the last, I'll say this, Rayanne, if you're still listening, thank you, because we got more out of this candidate here than we got out of Desjardins in the last 14 years. So
I'm trying.
At least you're trying, okay? So thank you, and I appreciate that. I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you, I think any veteran, and I agree with Rayanne, I think any veteran ought to be able to walk in any hospital they've got.
I agree too.
You know, that was the deal. You know, you have another caller for us, Colin.
Yeah.
Yes,
I think it would be
wonderful. We have another call. Call, go ahead.
Mr. Raymer and Ms. Broderick, how y'all doing?
Hello, is this Jeff?
Yeah, how you doing? How you doing? Victoria, how you doing?
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing good. I hope the campaign's going well. I know you've been around everywhere.
Oh, we're moving and shaking. I don't know how I'm doing it, but I'm making it work.
eating a lot of fat food. Eating a lot of fat food and kissing a lot of babies. How about that?
Well, she got 2 or 3 already kissed. You don't
yeah, I don't need to kiss the other babies. I got my 2.
You only got 2 or 3 around. You don't need to worry about kissing anybody else.
All right, Jeff. Did you hear? What's going on? What's happening out there?
Well, I just want to tell. Like you talk about Desjardins, I've seen her more in the last 3 months than I've seen Desjardins in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
Okay, I've seen her twice.
That's because you should see your representative.
I've seen her twice at functions that I went to, met her. Mm-hmm. She's a great lady, good candidate. I hope people get out and vote for her.
Thank you.
I know we won't have turnout like we had in August. We'll be Edwin Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We won't have 12% like we had in August. We won't have that.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a nice little blue wave coming through.
Caller, if you're calling in, please hang on the line. Connor's coming in. He'll get your call here.
I hope you're right. I hope you do. And I hope the campaign. I don't know if you've got anything planned for the night of the returns. I'm sure you'll probably be in favor.
We do.
We're going to be here
at Oakland's Manor.
Oakland's Mansion. Right.
And we're going to have a little election watch party.
If I get a chance, I'll try to stop by that night. I hope the campaign is going well. I know you've been everywhere, and mm-hmm. I know you're going to continue to do that. And I appreciate you running, and I do know about why she's running and what have a whole deal of it. And mm-hmm. I hope you do win. I hope people listen to your story and listen to what you're saying and get out and vote for you, because we need to get – that's one guy we need to get out of Tyron Pope. We need to get out of Congress and mm-hmm. get some Democrats in there and the State House too. So I'll just hang up. Guys, have a great week.
Thank
have
you,
a great
Jeff.
Labor Day. See you.
Thank you, Jeff. I'll be talking to you later. Do we have another caller on the line? Do we have another? Oh. Caller, if you got accidentally cut off, please call back. We apologize. This is Connor's first night with me, so he's juggling a lot of different objects here. So please bear with him.
Yeah.
And
we appreciate you, Connor.
We appreciate you. There'll be nothing in your check in your envelope for you, but anyway.
I used to be a trainer, so I'm always like very patient with people, especially when they're learning, because you know.
Okay. Carol. Okay, Carol. Carol. I got you here. And okay.
We get some text messages.
Yes, I do. Okay. All right. Okay, ladies, let's all settle down here. y'all gonna get me in trouble? What you gonna do? Where do you go? Now, as I mentioned, mm-hmm. You're not in a home stretch yet. That doesn't happen until October, but you're rounding this final turn.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you headed next?
So tonight we've got, you know, I'm on your show. Thank you again for having me.
No, glad to have you here.
And then I've got a break tomorrow, then I work throughout the week, and then I start going to fairs throughout District 4. So I'll be in Warren County next Saturday,
right.
Probably Coffee County shortly after.
Right.
Then I've got, I'm blanking a little bit, but I've got a couple of events coming up after that, because I'm also the Lincoln County chair. So I have my chair duties, because we've got a setup for our fair as well. So I'll do the setup, and then I get to step back and let everyone else take everything else on.
Okay.
Very good. We've got some good events. We've got a couple of private events we'll be posting about here soon, where you can come out and just hear me speak and chat and have some good food. We're hoping to get a couple more on the docket for everyone, so that we can go out and go with a bang.
get 2 or 3 for 1, mm-hmm. you know, so to speak. And I admire anyone who puts their name on a ballot, and I appreciate what you've done. Now I would go out on a limb, and I'll say your husband has been very important to you during this, because
he's been so wonderful.
The spouses, they're pretty well left mm-hmm. alone during this period of time.
They are, and I'm lucky. I have a really great partner. My husband is a great guy. He's doing dad duties tonight so
Ryan,
that I can
sure.
campaign, and he's been doing a lot of that, and I've got a shout out to my family, his family, for everyone just huddling together and helping me do this and supporting me through this entire thing, because for those of you who don't know, I work full time. I have two tiny humans, two little boys, and then I have four fur babies that I love dearly. And I did have a foster kitten, but I did get her adopted here recently, so
okay.
I do it all.
All right, so you got a spouse and kids and a dog and a cat and all that good stuff. So you're
two dogs, two cats.
Okay, so you're the all-American mom. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I try to do the whole thing. We're just full. I've got blonde hair too, so I'm like the girl next door at this point.
Okay. All right. And you live in
Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Fayetteville. You're in Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm.
Good little town.
Good little town. And it's beautiful. We've got some great things right around the corner, like
sure.
Jack Daniel's. You know, we love.
Oh, yeah.
We've got lots of friends like to go there. We've got Huntsville. That's not too far.
Is Moore County in this district that you're running?
So, yeah,
I believe so. Are they?
Yeah,
okay.
There's a lot of counties, and they've changed it over the years. That's the confusing part.
Oh yeah,
part.
They constantly. But now Democrats do that too.
Mm-hmm.
They gerrymander this thing, and I wish they would both quit.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they would divide everything up, and just quit splitting it up to suit their needs.
I agree. You know. Like, I think that it should be nonpartisan. It should just be drawn that's
sure.
convenient so that people don't have to worry about it. And popularity is what puts you through the door, not everything else.
Right. Sure. Sure. Okay.
I was trying to look
so
up the district map.
You say you'll probably end up doing this again at
yeah.
some level. Maybe
yeah.
not this one. You might do something else. What
yeah.
it just depends on what.
Just been, but I'm. You know what? I'm not going to say that I'm going to do it again because I'm going to win.
Right.
I keep
okay.
telling people we're in the stretch. We're going to do it. I'm going to will this into
mm-hmm.
existence. I think
okay.
you know. I think we're going to see some down ballot you know initiatives that trickle down ballots because.
Sure.
Kamala is a very strong leader. She's a very strong candidate. She's got a fantastic vice president choice in Tim Walz. I think that we're really going to see this. And we've got fantastic candidates here in Tennessee. Gloria Johnson is kicking ass and taking names.
Well, she is.
And,
yeah.
you know.
And she's got the same situation with this lady that's been there. And they're just wild about her. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know. It's just a matter of, now you're into millions of dollars there,
mm-hmm.
because it's a, you know, but this is the year, I mean, from what we have seen, if Trump will keep campaigning for the Republicans, it should be great for the Democrats,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, and, you know, you have, when you do this,
mm-hmm.
let me ask you a little behind the scenes. Do you do fundraisers, or how does that, tell people how that works? Do you, you know, or does somebody just give up? We've heard of the $100 handshake, you
mm-hmm.
know, all that stuff. And I'm sure that happens.
Mm-hmm.
That happens with everybody. But does the party itself funnel any money to you? Because, you know, the Republicans are having none of that. The money is staying at the top with Trump. It
so
goes to no one else.
It will stay at the top. We won't see that money come down unless
right.
they think a race is winnable.
Sure.
So that's pretty common. Now, fundraising-wise, we do a couple of different things. We're having a really great texting campaign. We find that people don't really want you to do the phone call. If they want to reach out, they
sure.
reach out.
Right.
But a lot of the times, just a text message does it, and I have a great team who helps me send out those text messages.
How big a factor is social media in this anymore? Because I understand it is becoming, whether we like it or not,
mm-hmm.
social media is becoming a bigger factor
it
in
is.
Campaigning.
And I mean, I'm getting donations from social media.
Really?
I do TikTok lives, and we do regular
right.
where we do a little plug for donate $8.30 for, like, when I was on the other day on Friday.
Right.
They're like, donate $8.30 today to show Victoria that you do it. Because I send out thank you notes. I write out a personal handwritten thank you note for every dollar that comes in.
Right.
And if you send me money, you get a personal card. And I keep track of who sends me money, how many times they send me money. So they get a different
sure.
card every time.
Sure.
And we're seeing that. We're seeing that happen on social media. TikTok's been my easiest one to do because I can do lives, I can do my videos, that kind of thing. But the lives tend to put, because you can ask people like this, you can ask them right up front. Like,
but
hey,
the social media has changed it, in addition to radio and television anymore.
Yeah.
And newspapers.
Well, you can also, one of the biggest things I find with social media is the debunking is like, you have this easy way you can show all the stats, show where you're finding your sources.
Sure. Yeah.
And then it allows that. And then on social media, you can do it, you know, in TikTok Live. So kind of like when, you know, people call in to your show, you just go down the list and do it, and you do it for however many hours, and you can,
sure,
people come in and you can see how many, you know, how many viewers you have. And I think that it has,
right,
changed the role. It has changed everything, really.
Sure.
Because,
yeah,
you have this easy access to your politicians. You have easy access to these people that you don't know, influencers. A lot of people get their news from social media now.
Unfortunately, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
going home and watching the 6 o'clock news is not really cool anymore.
Like, I saw a video the other day.
I still do it because I'm old, but
I mean, I used, you know, to do it, but I saw a video, sure, the other day. They were like, I guess you get your news sources from CNN. And I was like, I don't know anyone who watches CNN. And I know that that's a common
You're
talking
looking
point.
Looking at him right here.
Yeah. Okay, well, I know one person now, guys. I know Ed, and I will quote that. But yeah, like, I don't know any, especially people my age. I normally listen to a podcast and then research it afterwards and make sure that,
right,
you know, everything was on, depending on what they're saying and if there's any, like, inflammatory, anything that's meant to, like, get an emotion out of me, I'm like, let's go research that first.
Sure.
That's, like, my gut. Because, sure, I'm like, man, I don't know if I should feel any sort of feelings about it. Is it as bad as this person is saying?
Yeah, the exaggeration,
mm-hmm,
of a talking point,
yeah,
you know. I mean, to go out and just hammer away at it. And we saw this a lot with one particular network. They'd go in every morning and had 4 or 5 talking points.
Mm-hmm.
And all day, just hammer, hammer, hammer. And every host that came on, mm-hmm, you know. And I'll tell you something else that I saw once, or I heard of this once. I had to take, before our father passed, he had a situation with his heart. And then we had to go down about every two, three, four months. And he had a doctor's appointment. And one of us, me, I have 2 younger brothers. One of us would take him, drive, mm-hmm, the Nashville traffic. And he didn't have to do that, so he didn't have to. And I was sitting in the car. Now, back in those days, I was still smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, and I'd go get a cup of coffee because I knew he'd be in there for at least an hour, hour and a half, you know. And they were monitoring the side. He had an aneurysm, and they were monitoring this aneurysm. They had to measure it and all that. It takes time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I said, I'll be in after a while. I'm going to sit here. And there was a host on one of the Nashville talk radio things.
Mm-hmm.
Totally right-leaning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting ready to go to a break, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't do radio this way.
Mm-hmm.
But some people do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We had, well, I'll tell you, it was Hillary Clinton,
mm-hmm,
okay? And I don't know if she, I don't know that she was running for president. I don't know. It's been so far back. But anyway, came up and said, we're going to a break now. It's rumored Hillary Clinton's got a gay lover. Rather, does she? We'll talk about it when we come back. Back right after this. And I said, I'm going to sit here and listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
He came back. The last 30 minutes of that show, not one word about what he had mentioned about Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
Not one word.
Color me unsurprised.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've got this person here. Says they might have murdered someone. We're going, did she or didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it when we come back. And just never, you know,
mm-hmm,
that you put the hook in them. Oh, man, this is going to be good. Yeah. And then they go back and they sit and they wait and wait. Do you not get tired of stuff like that? I mean,
I
of
do.
Radio. I mean,
people
I'm not listening
change.
To that stuff.
Yeah, they want. They don't want that like inflammatory. I don't need that. To,
yeah.
You know, I think I don't know. Like, I think the statement people want change is what we're seeing, and
I think
we're seeing
we
that
are.
Pushback.
I think we are finally beginning to see it first and foremost, mm-hmm. right up front in our face.
Yeah.
I really do. Because people are tired.
People are tired. They don't like it. They want to go about their lives and not have to worry about what the president says on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah.
They want to not worry that their politicians are saying things like in closed door sessions saying, well, I don't talk to people because I lose votes.
Well.
Which is what my opponent says.
Right.
In closed door sessions.
Sure. Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you signed up for a position that is talking to people every day. It's hard, but you
signed
up for it.
That's your job.
My job is to represent you. My job is to hear you, whether I like it or not.
Yeah, and you have approximately, 200,000 employers in this thing, or however mm-hmm. many is in your constituency.
A little bit more.
A little bit more, maybe 300,000. I don't know how many,
mm-hmm.
but it's a bunch.
Yeah, it's a decent amount of people.
It's a bunch of people, but we are your employer.
I want to make it so that people can go to work, go home, spend time with their families, whatever that looks like, and they can just be. They don't have to worry about the craziness. They can trust
that. What are you out here spewing off about?
Yeah, I'm not here to, sling mud and whatnot, but I think that when people are like, what happened to the tolerant liberal? It's like, well, I'm sick of being told every day that I'm killing babies and doing all abhorrent things and not caring.
Late-term abortion was a total lie. There's nothing to
I'm
that.
Tired of being
I
told,
heard
like,
that.
Yeah.
I, you know, come on. I mean, okay. If we could, let's go to our last series of breaks, mm-hmm. if we could. And, Connor, you're doing a great job. You're fine. Don't
Are you
going
to make an inflammatory comment to get everyone to come back?
No. We don't do that.
I promise, guys, I'm not funny. My husband makes it very clear that I am not funny.
You're funny tonight, okay?
I'm
no
trying.
Problem at all. Okay. Victoria is with us. She's running against Scott Desjarlais for your congressional vote in the United States House of Congress. Stay with us, Connors on the board. I'm Ed Raymer for the Evan Lee Raymer Show. Back with you right after this. Stay with us.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. Want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, we do it all. Low maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Okay, we are back, and we have a caller on the line. You got the caller on, Connor.
Yes,
caller, go ahead.
Hey, Ed, how you doing?
Doing fine. Who have we got here, please?
Yeah, this is Matt Ferry.
Hello, Matt. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. My voice is a little messed up. I've been a little under the weather lately, but I just wanted to call in tonight, say hey to you and hey to Victoria.
Yes.
And it's good to hear y'all's voices on the radio. Good to hear what y'all been talking about. I agree with a lot of what Victoria said, and I wanted to ask her what her opinion was about Clarence Thomas.
Okay.
Recently,
have we got time for this, Matt? Have we got time for this with her opinion?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if we have time, yeah.
Okay, but, it's up to you, Hoss. Go ahead.
Well, somebody told me recently that it wasn't a big deal that a billionaire, you know, paid off Clarence Thomas's mother's house and that he's flying him around on these, you know, very posh vacations. And I just wanted to know, Victoria, what do you think about this? Do you think it's a big deal that a Supreme Court justice is taking these gifts?
I mean, I think it's a big deal. Like I said earlier, I believe character matters. And what you do, you know, as a elected official, I mean, he was appointed to that role. He needs to disclose where he's getting, you know, these gifts from. Because, unfortunately, he has a very predominant and important role in our country. So the fact that he's doing this and that people think it's not a big deal, I mean, okay, that's, I don't think that that's good at all, to be fair. Like,
what kind of harm could it make, though?
I mean, it means that they're being bought and paid for. I want to know who buys me, you know, things and tells me how to think and whatnot. I wouldn't want someone doing that. You know, he's a Supreme Court justice. What is he swinging in their direction that they've already paid for? Is he voting based on this money? We don't know. And it calls into question his opinions.
So do you think there should be like some sort of like Supreme Court like reform or something?
Yes, I do. I do. I think that we should expand the court. And I do think that any justice that has lied under oath and or is taking bribery to sway things in the favor of a particular party needs to be held accountable.
You know, I feel, Matt, and Matt, you and I think have probably had this conversation before. I feel there are places where our founding fathers failed to ever think we would be in a situation like we're in today.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, I think you're right.
Everybody was honorable. You served your time, and that was it. You went back to your farm, because these men back in those days had farms. They had businesses to run, you mm-hmm. know, and public service was truly, it was a public service. They certainly weren't in it for the money,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I mean,
I
definitely agree with that. I think that, you know, it was, they did what they thought in the time that made sense, but
right.
we have to move forward. Things change and times change. And
that's exactly
it's not
right.
like it was when okay. in 1776, when we were separating from England. It's not the same.
No, it's a whole different ballgame. Matt, thank you so much. Anything else?
Oh, thank you. No. That's all for me. Thank you so much, Ed. I appreciate you. Thank you, Victoria. Just wanted to say hi to y'all tonight and ask you a quick question.
We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Matt.
Appreciate y'all.
So, Matt Ferry.
Yes,
sir.
Thank you,
Matt Ferry with the Rutherford County Democrat Party. Thank you, Matt. We appreciate it. Victoria, we're in our last about 4 minutes here. Where you head from here? And I don't know if we'll get to see you again. We might. I don't know.
My goal is to come back on at least once more,
okay.
if not maybe
All
another.
Right. Okay.
You know, I've got a couple of events coming up in September, which we'll post about on social media. So please stay tuned. We haven't got the details worked out just yet, but we'll have those going. And I would love to see you there. I'd love to shake your hand, have a drink, and talk about what you would like to see from me as a representative.
Gonna go eat some more barbecue.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's
I feel
the
like
South.
I'm
barbecue is big. Yeah,
it's
you
true.
Know.
I'm getting a lot of sweet tea, which is hard
oh,
for me because I
my
need.
Goodness, yeah.
I like a little bit of unsweet in my sweet tea.
I cannot drink. You know, I can't drink sweet tea anymore. Mm. I just can't. And McDonald's, their tea, I'd drink it, you know, mm-hmm. by the gallon. Sonic, same way. They had a lot of, so much sugar in it. And it got to the point I just could not do anymore. So I get unsweet tea anymore. Mm-hmm. You know,
I do half and half for a little bit. It's like three-fourths,
sure,
you know.
Yeah, I've done that. Sure, sure.
Yeah, but I have a cup of tea every morning because, you know, my British shows.
Your British shows. Oh, great. Okay. Now we're into that. Okay.
Yeah, we're into that.
Well, since you're British, you're showing it.
Well, that was a little like a little Scottish like thrown in there with like a...
Oh, maybe.
Maybe just a little bit. I think that you should see, I've got a couple events coming up that we're looking forward to host. And we'll have the election watch party in November. Come out, celebrate with us. You know, we're going to be at Oakland's Mansion. It's going to be so much fun. But we've got fairs coming up that I will be attending in Warren County. I did get my list of counties because I know that we need to make sure you guys know where you can vote for me. So it's Bedford, Bledstone, Coffey, Franklin, Giles, Grundy, Lawrence, Lincoln, Marion, Meigs, Moore, Ray, Rutherford, Sasquatchie.
Okay.
And then Warren County. So those are the counties that I'm in. Sorry that I butchered Sasquatchie. I don't know why my brain's just like, it's the end of the day, guys.
It's the end of the day. Okay.
But yeah, I'm looking forward. I'll be out in Warren County. I'll be out in Coffee County. I've got a couple other events in like Suwannee that we were trying to get planned. So we're moving and shaking.
Well, please, thank you for doing this. Tell your husband I said thanks to drag you up here on a Sunday night. I know it'll be later by the time you get home. Be careful driving home.
I will be careful.
And did y'all now have you been up here all day or were you at home?
I did. So today we were supposed to canvass, but because of the weather.
Did you get any rain fatal?
We did.
We did here too.
It was pouring.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was nice.
I said it was cloudy. It's black outside. I said it's pouring down rain. I'm really going to like this. Buddy. I really am.
It's going to be a good day.
Yeah, the grass is no longer brown again. Yeah. Now it's turning green again. It doesn't take just an afternoon shower, and that generally can do it, you know. But
I got to do some campaign work today, some little back-end stuff, and that's kind of what I'll do a little bit of tomorrow. But I'm going to take a day off. I'm trying to take care of myself because I do work full-time, and I have the tiny humans, so... Right. It's a lot, but I'm
doing
a lot.
What do you do now?
I work in tech support.
Tech, that's right.
Yeah, so I do. I'm the person, you know, when you email in, I'm like, did you turn it off and on again? And
that's true.
You can hate me because that's 93% of my job is.
I had a friend, he's a lawyer, he's a friend of mine, and he was having computer issues. And he called, of course, just about every firm, if you have many lawyers in the firm, they'll have a tech mm-hmm. person, mm-hmm. gal or guy. That will come in and if you've got 15, like around here, we've got like 20 something computers sitting in this place. Mm-hmm. You got to have people that know. Now, Brian Barrett does most of ours, I mm-hmm. believe. And, you know, you don't want me and Bart Walker working on your computer. Okay. So if you ever see me and Bart, Connor, with a wrench in our hand, please take it away from me. But seriously, we're in our last minute. But he said, he called and said, what do I need to do here? He said, I'll tell you what, you been to lunch yet? He said, no. I said, turn your computer off, go get some lunch, mm-hmm. come back and turn it on and see what happened. And he said, it worked. So I've been doing that ever since, you know, about once every 6-8 months, something like that, a glitch mm-hmm. come up. Who knows?
Just turn it off, turn it back on.
Victoria Broderick, she is your United States congressional candidate for Congress in the United States Capitol. Against Scott Desjardins, glad to have you. Connor,
thank you
good
so
to
much
meet
for
you.
Having
You've
me.
Done a great job.
Thank
you very much. And this is Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. And I'll tell you what, we're going to get out of here. And until next Sunday night at 8 o'clock, I'll catch you down the road. Good night.